A day with the family.
一个与家人共度的日子.
Max spends a day with his family in the park.
Max 和家人在公园度过一天. 他们野餐、玩游戏. Max 向朋友介绍家人.
They bring a big blanket.
他们带了一块大毯子.
They sit on the blanket.
他们坐在毯子上.
They eat sandwiches and fruit.
他们吃三明治和水果.
The children play ball.
孩子们在玩球.
The parents walk.
父母在散步.
The sun shines in the sky.
太阳在天空中照耀.
Max meets his friends.
Max 见到了他的朋友们.
He introduces his family.
他介绍了他的家庭.
His friends are happy.
他的朋友对此感到高兴.
They play together.
他们一起玩耍.
The sun starts to set.
太阳开始下山.
The family packs up.
家人收拾东西.
They take the trash.
他们带走垃圾.
They say goodbye.
他们说再见.
They leave the park.
他们离开公园.
They remember a good day.
他们记住美好的一天.
Sarah plans her vacation in Paris.
莎拉计划在巴黎度假.
She must prepare for the trip, including booking hotels and planning sightseeing.
她必须做好旅行准备, 包括预订酒店和计划观光.
She is excited about the thrilling journey.
她对这个激动人心的旅程感到兴奋.
She packs her bags, ensuring she has what she needs for the trip.
她整理了行李, 确保在旅行中有她需要的东西.
Upon arriving in Paris, Sarah is amazed by the beauty of the city.
到达巴黎后, 莎拉对这个城市的美景感到惊叹.
Her first stop is the Louvre.
她的第一站是卢浮宫.
She is impressed by the art collections.
她对艺术作品感到惊讶.
Then, she heads to the Eiffel Tower.
然后, 她前往埃菲尔铁塔.
The view from the top of the tower is breathtaking.
从塔顶上看到的风景令人惊叹.
At the end of the day, she drinks coffee at a streetside cafe.
在白天结束时, 她在一个街边咖啡馆喝咖啡.
She feels the atmosphere of Paris.
她感受到了巴黎的氛围.
The next day, Sarah chooses to take a boat ride.
第二天, 莎拉选择搭乘游船.
The views of the Seine River are beautiful.
塞纳河的景色很美.
She meets many people from around the world.
她遇到了很多来自世界各地的人.
Travel makes her more interested in different cultures.
旅行让她对不同的文化更感兴趣.
Back home, Sarah shares her experiences with friends.
回国后, 莎拉与朋友们分享了她的经历.
Her stories inspire them to explore new destinations.
她的故事激励了他们去探索新目的地.
She looks forward to the next adventure.
她期待着下一次的冒险.
The influence of fashion.
时尚的影响.
Lisa is interested in fashion styles from all over the world. She explores how clothing and fashion influence individual expressions and social trends.
丽莎对世界各地的时尚风格感兴趣. 她探讨服装和时尚如何影响个人表达和社会趋势.
Every day, Lisa draws inspiration from magazines and social media.
每天, 丽莎都向杂志和社交媒体吸取灵感.
One summer day, she decided to start a fashion blog.
一次夏日, 她决定开设一个时尚博客.
She shared her fashion discoveries from different cultures.
她分享了不同文化的时尚发现.
Each month, she chose a country to study in depth.
每个月, 她都会选择一个国家进行深入研究.
Through her blog, she connected with followers from all around the globe.
通过她的博客, 她结识了来自世界各地的追随者.
Lisa also attended numerous fashion events.
丽莎还参加了许多时尚活动.
At these events, she met many people with creativity and artistic sensibilities.
在这些活动中, 她认识了许多具有创造性和艺术敏感性的人.
These experiences greatly enriched her perspective.
这些经验极大地丰富了她的视野.
Over time, her blog attracted the attention of many brands.
随着时间的推移, 她的博客吸引了许多品牌的注意.
Lisa was invited to International Fashion Weeks.
丽莎受邀参加国际时装周.
Her influence grew more significant.
她的影响力越来越大。
Lisa started designing for her own brand.
丽莎开始为自己的品牌设计。
Her designs became famous for their unique style and diversity.
她的设计以独特的风格和多样性而闻名。
She realized that fashion is not just about clothing.
她意识到,时尚不仅仅是衣着。
It is a reflection of culture, social interactions, and history.
她是文化、社交和历史的反映。
She is determined to promote understanding and inclusion of diversity worldwide.
她决心促进在全球范围内理解和包容多样性。
Title: Digital Communication in Everyday Life.
标题：日常生活中的数字通讯。
Description: In this story, Marcus examines how media and communication tools have evolved over the past decades and how they affect daily life.
描述：在这个故事中。 马克思研究了媒体和通讯手段在过去几十年如何变化，以及他们如何影响日常生活。Marcus
is a researcher passionate about modern technology.
马克思是一名对现代科技充满热情的研究人员。He
has spent considerable time tracking technological development and its societal impacts.
他花了很长时间来追踪技术的发展和其社会影响。
Today, he decides to explore the world of digital communication.
今天,他决定探索数字通讯的世界。The
past decades have seen enormous changes in communication technology.
过去的几十年中,通讯技术发生了巨大变化。From
mailing letters to instant messaging, the methods have transformed dramatically.
从邮寄信件到即时消息,方式截然不同。
This digital revolution has fundamentally changed how people communicate.
这种数字革命彻底改变了人们的沟通方式。Marcus
believes that these changes bring both positive and negative consequences.
马克思认为,这种变化带来了积极和消极的后果。He
notices that distance between people is no longer a barrier to communication.
他注意到,人们之间的距离不再是通讯的障碍。
However, virtual interactions have also introduced a new sense of loneliness.
然而,虚拟互动也带来了一种新的孤独感。His
studies also reveal that while digital communication fosters borderless exchanges, it reduces face-to-face interactions.
他的研究还显示,虽然数字通讯促进了无国界的交流,但也减少了面对面的互动。
He suggests this might have negative effects on long-term relationships.
他提出,这对于长期关系可能具有负面影响。Nevertheless,
he remains excited about the future of the digital era.
尽管如此,他对数字时代的未来还是感到兴奋。He
is eager to explore how new technologies can make life more convenient.
他渴望探索新技术如何能使生活更便捷。
He envisions a world where humans coexist harmoniously with technology.
他想象着一个人与技术和谐共存的世界。To
achieve this goal, he continues his research.
为了实现这一目标,他继续进行他的研究。He
firmly believes that technological advancements can bring infinite hope.
他坚信,技术的进步可能带来无限希望。Media
ethics and responsibility.
媒体伦理与责任。
Johanna discusses the role of media in modern society, particularly topics like media ethics, responsibility, and their influence on public opinion.
乔安娜讨论媒体在现代社会中的角色,尤其是媒体伦理责任及其对公众意见的影响等主题。In
an era saturated with information, differentiating between reality and illusion becomes paramount.
在一个充斥着信息的时代, 区分真实和虚幻变得至关重要。Media
are not just conveyors of information but also mirrors reflecting society.
媒体不仅仅是信息的传播者,也是社会镜子的反映。They
can shape the audience's perception of events.
他们可以塑造观众对事件的看法。Thus,
media practitioners need to adhere to certain ethical standards.
因此媒体从业者需要遵循某些伦理规范。
Responsibility entails not only conveying accurate information but also presenting content with dignity and fairness.
责任不只是传递准确的信息，还包括以尊严和公正的方式呈现内容。
With technological advancements, media faces increasing pressure to disseminate news quickly.
随着技术的进步，媒体面临着更大的压力去快速传播新闻。
This immediacy often leads to neglect of accuracy.
这种即时性的需求往往导致准确性的忽视。
To earn the audience's trust, more transparent and accountable journalism is crucial.
为了赢得观众的信任，更加透明和责任的新闻报道至关重要。
Journalists should aim to uncover truth rather than cater to bias.
新闻工作者应致力于揭示真相而不是迎合偏见。
Critical thinking among the audience is vital for decoding media messages.
观众的批判性思维对于解码媒体信息至关重要。
Education is needed so that citizens can identify bias and make informed choices.
教育以便民众能够识别偏见并做出明智的选择。
Johanna advocates for enhanced media literacy and respect for facts.
乔安娜主张加强媒体素养和尊重事实。
She believes that a robust media can be a force for social progress.
她认为强有力的媒体可以成为社会进步的力量。
To achieve this, she stresses the importance of freedom of speech.
为了实现此目标，她强调言论自由的重要性。
However, freedom should never be misconstrued as irresponsibility.
然而，自由从来不应被误解为不负责任。
She calls for global media to find a balance in ethical conduct.
她呼吁全球媒体都需要在道德操守中找到平衡。
Concluding her speech, Johanna expressed a firm belief in responsibility and a hope for change.
在其演讲的结尾，乔安娜表达了对责任的坚定信念以及对变化的希望。